2011 Social Media Predictions, Part 1. Today is the day when lots of Scottish companies return back to work, so to help them ease back in, here's some thoughts over a couple of audio posts on what may pop up in social media and communications over the coming months. So feel free to go get a cup of tea, delay checking your inbox, which is stuffed from the last 2 weeks, for another 10 minutes, and see what I think is going to come up. One of the main issues is going to be that social media chat won't actually be about social media. The last 12 months have seen an explosion in chat about tools of the trade used in social media, return on investment, how to engage, and so on. But many people are moving past this now. They're even beyond talking about social media as being a channel for PR or sales, or for marketing or customer relations. Instead, they're spending their time looking at areas more related to psychology, NLP, human resources, and legal teams. And this is a good thing because it shows a maturation of the field and true integration into the wider communication channels and networks of the 21st century. Having said that, many will continue to use social media to broadcast and not engage. Now that's fine, because there's not just one way to use digital communications. Everyone should have their own unique approach, but it is a shame as it can be so much more rewarding to use it as a two-way channel to converse with people and to learn from them. One channel which will grow and continue to grow well in 2011 is Facebook. It will probably take some tumbles over the year. There'll be more concerns over privacy, especially as more people start buying shares in the company. And unfortunately, I think we'll see some real tragedies. We'll see something dubbed by the media along the lines of the world's first Facebook murder. Or, you know, we'll see a rise in media stories about Facebook stalking and so on. But the overall, people will continue to use it. They'll play games, they'll sign up, share pictures and video, making Facebook the most dominant of the video and picture sharing sites. It may even come to challenge YouTube. After all, 2010 is the year that we saw it overtake Flickr for sharing pictures. But all of this will be early doors for a share announcement in 2012, an IPO, as they're best known in the States. And it will be a good year for Facebook, but I think 2012 is what will become an incredible year. And perhaps after 2012, then we will see not the fall of Facebook, but the decline of Facebook. It may even be that Facebook hits 1 billion users in 2011. If so, it may take the year, but I think it could happen. On the back of all of this Facebook activity, though, you'll see Facebook SEO to be a major issue. I don't think that will launch a search engine as such, but I do think you will see people learning more how to game Facebook and how to get a high result, and as such, Facebook will tweak its behind-the-scenes search metadata and for people to be able to use it a bit more. This will be a growth area for lots and lots of people in the coming year. Having said that, people will still rely not only on Facebook, but also Twitter and YouTube. I think that a lot of companies are still just dipping the toes into digital engagement, and they'll go with where everyone else is. You know, they don't have the time to go on the myriad of sites that are out there. So it'll be Twitter, Facebook and YouTube for as the main points, as the main presence points for companies. The likes of Quora, which are getting a lot of buzz, will be talked about, but I think what we'll see is phrases, no one gets sacked for jumping into Twitter or Facebook. That will be the new no one ever gets sacked for buying IBM. And if that comes off, it'll be a nice change because, 2009 especially saw people panicking about using Twitter and Facebook. So if people see that, even that, it's a good thing. That's a nice maturation there that will come off quite well. Anyway, at that point, we'll let you go just now, and hopefully we'll see you in part two of this audio, where we'll continue on with some more thoughts about blogging, location, and video and TV in the year ahead.